Hey everybody, this is Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Bible Study. We're sitting here in Mexico, and hopefully you're having a blessed day as we're continuing to get started into the book of Revelation, that new series there. And so we're going to start in chapter number one. Chapter number one. We see here it says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." And so I want to look at just a portion of verse number one as we're getting started in this series. And it says, God gave. God gave. And we're in the season of giving gifts to one another, right? Where many people celebrate Christmas and the birth of our Savior. Some people don't want to celebrate Christmas, say, because Christmas, you can't find it in the Bible, but you can't even find the word Bible in the Bible. So, you know, it's the time of year when the whole world thinks about Christ. I'm going to celebrate that and try to let everybody hear about our Savior. But besides that, we see the two words there, God gave, in verse number one of Revelation 1. And we notice this, that phrase, God gave, is used 15 times in the whole Bible, 15 times in the whole Bible. And the first time we see that phrase used is in Genesis 28:4, where he gave land to Abraham. And then we see it that he gave Saul a new heart in 1 Samuel 10:9. We see that he gave Solomon wisdom in 1 Kings 4:29. We see that he gave Jehoshaphat rest from his enemies in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse number 30. And so we're hitting all this. We see in that he gave the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles in Acts 11:17. He gave Israel king Saul in Acts 13:21. Here's some sad verses about God gave. He gave them up in Romans 1:26, or he gave them over to a reprobate mind, those who have turned the glory of God into sin, and talk about homosexuality and different things there. Then we see that he gave the increase in 1 Corinthians 3:6. We see in Galatians 3:18 that he gave Abraham by promise an inheritance, and he didn't do that by keeping the law. It was a gift. God gave him something. And then we see in Revelation 1:1 here, he unveiled the future to us. But in 1 John 5:10, he gave his son. He gave his son. You see, the greatest gift that you can have during this Christmas season is this: the gift of Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says that you and I must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. And to be born again, think about this. When you and I were born, we didn't do anything. We were just birthed into this world, right? Somebody else had to do something. And so Jesus Christ had to come down and die on Calvary's cross. And what he did is he bore all of our sins. He died, and then he rose again the third day to show that he could pay for all of our sins. You see, he died for the whole world. Look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He died for the whole world. And what he did is, in order for you and I to be saved, we need to realize we cannot earn it. There is not a thing you and I can do. We cannot do enough works, because the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Listen, if I came to you during this Christmas season and gave you a gift, and then I said, "Hey, I need $10 for that," it wasn't a gift. You bought it, right? And it's the same way with salvation. If I had to do some type of religious thing in order for me to be saved, then God would be a debtor to me. And the Bible says God is not a debtor to anyone. And so this is why he says in Romans chapter number 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What are we calling on him for? We're calling on him as a sinner in need of a savior. And what we're saying is what you did on Calvary was good enough to save my soul. And so, friend, you could have the greatest gift ever this season by truly repenting of your sins and asking Jesus Christ to save you. Put your complete faith and trust in him alone. Not your baptism, not your church membership, not in being a good person, not in doing the sacraments, not in anything but Christ alone. Through his shed blood, without the remission of blood, there is no repentance. And so we can see here there's no remission of sin. And so we can see here without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin. And so you need to right now, if you're trusting in anything else but what Jesus did at Calvary, you need to stop and tell him you're sorry for that and ask him to save you. Tell him you want to put your complete trust and faith in him. Would you do that today? Would you trust Christ? Listen, God gave us this. He gave us his son. Don't waste that gift of the Savior. Friend, if you've trusted in the Lord today, would you please message us, let us know, or email us at hatb2003@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to send you some information to help you to grow as a Christian. Also, if you're listening to us on the Apple Podcast, hit a 5-star, help us get this out. Also, would you please help us to share this podcast with others? Wouldn't it be a great thing you share a podcast and your friend gets saved? So God bless you during this time, and I pray the Lord would use this. Don't forget, God has given you and I so many gifts. Let's be thankful. God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.